Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. 8:13. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
All right. Good morning.
Today we got some sunshine. Going to be warmer. High of 47. Doesn't feel like it right now. A little brisk this morning.
When we say warmer from what it has been.
Yeah, exactly. Like, exactly.
It's going to be cold.
Crappy. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 35. And then Tuesday, we got some clouds, chance for some rain in the afternoon. Maybe some flurries in there. Right. A little dusting. Right. We're going to see a high of 45. Right now, it's 30.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
There's so many dumb burglars out there.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Usually it goes hand in hand, bro.
It does. A couple houses were broken into in the Phoenix area late last month. And as the cops were investigating, they found the burglar had left his resume behind at one of the homes with his name and info on it. And he left his phone behind at another one. This guy is not good at what he does.
Come on, dude.
That made it very easy for the cops to track down 39-year-old Aaron Sullivan. He denied breaking into the homes. When the cops searched his place, they found pretty much all the stuff that had been stolen, including a bunch of watches that he had hidden inside of cereal boxes. He was charged with burglary and theft. That's the guy right there. You know, to be fair, though, at least he had his resume. Yeah. You know, it's like maybe this was just a means.
Maybe this burglary thing isn't going to work out. If so, I'm going to stop by and drop a resume off on the way home.
Just in case. In case, you know.
God. So how'd you guys catch me?
Well, you dummy. You left a couple things behind. Oh, right. Mm-hmm. No, he left it at someone's house where he was applying for a job there. What an idiot.